After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You see, sometimes that's our perception of God the Father. Always ready to use the hand on us. Legalistic. Judgmental. You need to come to understand your Heavenly Father's heart. He's an Abba Father. But see, your identity is only as sound as your foundation. That's why people are sometimes so harsh with other people and so judgmental, because they think God is judgmental. They think God is harsh. They think God is always after perfection and all. And so they judge you like that. They're harsh and critical with you like that. But that's not how God is. Your identity is only as sound as your foundation. Now God is not a God where anything goes, anytime, any old kind of way, do what you want to do. Now that's not God either. But He's a Father. Amen. Now, our status is that of a son. Somebody say, I'm a son of the living God. That's for women too. Say it again. I'm a son of the living God. Say it one time for the Holy Ghost. I am a son of the living God. That is our status. That's our status. We were born into a family. Trace the words or the phrase Son of God from the beginning. Adam was the first son of God. Angels in the book of Job are called the sons of God. Christ himself was the son of God. And then we are sons of God. Only four times you see it. And why? It's something unique to this sonship. Adam was not born, as I said before, of the sperm and the egg. Amen. Adam was born from God. Amen. God created him. Amen. The angels were not born from sperm and egg. In the natural sense, God formed them. Christ, the Lord only borrowed the womb of Mary to make Jesus legal in the planet. But it wasn't Joseph and Mary that had Jesus. He was born of the Father through the womb. And so now there are three sons that made them sons of God. Now we are sons of God. Why? We've not been born again by the will of man. Amen. Mama and daddy had nothing to do with this as far as coming together intimately for us to be saved. Amen. We weren't born again by the will of man, nor by flesh. Amen. This thing was done by God. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm a son of God. Man had nothing to do with this. Man cannot explain this. There's nothing natural about this. Amen. We were born from above. Amen. Born by the Spirit of God. Amen. God himself. Do you know who you are? Walking around here like you've been beat down, you're broke, busted, and disgusted, not a friend in the world, no hope, and yet you're a son of God. Walking around like Mephibosheth in Lodibar, but you're a covenant child. See, come on, tell somebody the devil is a liar. You know where this whole thing opens up to you is when you, as my son said earlier, when you believe. I don't care what state you are in. It don't matter what your experience has been. It don't matter what stock you come from. You've been born again into another kingdom, and your status immediately became to be a son. Sons have rights. Sons have covenant rights. Even though you don't do anything right, you are a son. God will train you. God will teach you. But you have status. Tell somebody, I'm a son.
I'm a son.
You know, when the owner of a business is there and his son steps in, he ain't got to go through security and all that. No, no. Oh, that's so-and-so son. You go right ahead. Yeah, your dad's in the office there. Yeah, all right. Everybody else is being screened, you know, pat it down. Why, a son. Sons have rights. Covenant rights. Somebody say it again, I'm a son. Why are you approaching God like God don't like you? Like God is suspect of you. No, you his son. You are his son. See, this is the struggle in the head because of people's experience. Been mistreated, abused. You've been around the wrong folk. I said, you've been around the wrong folks. You're around somebody that's always negative. Don't walk. Run. Fast. Sprint. You're running zigzag so they can't throw nothing at you. Run for your life. There's a guy that said, you know, I had some friends that said I'd never become a motivational speaker. And he said, you know what? I did something about it. I got me some new friends. Amen, lights. You better stop hanging around with the buzzards and the pigeons and the chickens. Here you got ego potential. Hanging around a chicken coop. Somebody say, the devil is a lie. Get your eyes off of what's around you. Waiting for something to happen around you. No, look at somebody and tell them, you are the move. I'm going to say that again. You are the move. You carry the move. Elijah, when he went and prophesied to Ahab, he said, it shall not rain at my word. Where did he come from? He came from among the settlers. Tishbite. He was a Tishbite. All the Tishbites were settling. He stepped out from among the settlers. Got in the presence of God. Got a word and a revelation from God. Went and stood before Ahab and said, it ain't gonna rain at my word. He didn't say, thus saith the Lord. He said, at my word. Do you know who you are? See, some of us haven't even gotten to that point yet where you say, thus saith the Lord. But there's a place beyond there where God says, me and you one. You say it, I honor it. You do it, I'm gonna back it up. You go there, I'm going with you. You say it, it's me saying it through you. It ain't gonna rain at my word. But see, your identity is only as sound as your foundation. You know, the higher you get up in the spirit realm, the more frequencies come through your space. Now, if you ain't got a certain frequency in your space, it got to keep going. Amen. If fear is not there, then fear comes, but it got to go. Amen. It comes in one ear, picks up speed, goes out the other ear because it can't identify with you. But if your foundation is shaky, fear's got something to resonate on. Amen. Ask somebody, do you know you? We're going to dig you out. Because some of us have buried ourselves. Amen. I said some have buried themselves listening to the wrong stuff, emulating the wrong people, oppressed by atmospheres and environments that aren't conducive to your growth. Amen. Somebody say, the devil is a lie. I'm coming out gold. Somebody say, I'm a son. A true father always wants to pass on legacy. He wants sons to do greater. To be better. To see that full potential. You know, my dad was one that, I tell you, he cheesed. He would smile. He talked about his sons to everybody. Everybody knew the story. And don't come over the house and spend some time. He'd go and pull pictures out. He had pictures way back. Every basketball article that was ever written, he had it. Yeah, this was my son back in that tournament there. And you know, he knew everything. And he would share. He just loved it. Because his heart was to see his sons go beyond. See, he came through the Depression. You know, so he knew what it was not to be in soup lines and not have. And, you know, have to have that hustle. And get out there, you know, have no heat in the house when it's frigid cold. And his desire was always to see his sons go further. Amen. And be better. So he was always there. And anytime something good happened or something came about, you know, my dad would be so full of joy, he would have to wipe tears away all the time. Anytime you got to talk, he'd have to wipe tears. Yeah. You know, he'd be so, you know, laughing, smiling. And, you know, anytime he get to talking, he'd just go wiping tears. See, that's a father's heart. Amen. That's the father's heart toward you. Amen. That's not to beat you down because you this, that, or the other, or your past, or whatever. Forget all that. No, the father's heart is to see you rise. Amen. And to become everything you are to be. Amen. To fulfill your destiny. Amen. To finish your race with joy. To establish his kingdom in the earth. Amen? Amen. 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 So our status, somebody say, my status is that of a son. Tell somebody, I'm in. I'm in. You got a ticket to ride. Amen. We are in. Our status is that of a son. Give me John chapter 1, verse 12. St. John. Chapter 1, verse 12. I'm going to challenge you with some stuff here. Amen. And I hope you allow it to transform your thinking. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13. Which were born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That puts us in a very unique and special category. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm special. Look at them and say, whether you think so or not, I's special. You are unique. You are special because you're a human being, but you are very special because you're a son of God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.